Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I don't believe in UFOs. But if they do exist, then we're trapped in one right now.
Calm down, there's gotta be a logical explanation for this.
Nobody stores cotton candy like this.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy
Killer Clowns from Outer Space by the Dickies, from the movie of the same name, number one during the Halloween period, 1988. Wasn't that Dean Wormer?
Yes, it was. He's the only name in this movie.
Why in the name of God would I recognize that voice? And I guess that means I've been listening more than I've been talking, Roberta, under the circumstances, taking my own advice. That was the Dean Wormer from Animal House. That was his voice. He was in this silly movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. All right, can you give us a description of the plot here, Kenny, please?
Oh, the title really says it all.
Yeah.
This flying saucer that's shaped like a big top tent lands out in the middle of nowhere, and it's full of these clowns who go around killing people with popcorn guns and the kinds of things that clowns would use.
Chuck Curry is off today. Chuck is moving his office facility from one part of town to another, and he's having, believe it or not, folks, trouble with Verizon getting hooked up. I know those of you who use Verizon think it's the best thing in the world. They are, according to their advertising, they're the best of any of the choices you could get for service. So Chuck must be an exception to the rule, right? Because they always get everything right at Verizon.
Oof. Yeah.
Right. Right. We can make a movie about that. Okay. So more Star Wars conversation, I suppose, is appropriate. And that's coming up next here on Good Day and Movie Moments.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Today's topic, cheap body tricks. It's chock full of cheap psychological and physiological tricks, things you can use or abuse. Here's the science of it. Did you know that the typical person eats about 2,000 pounds of food each year? If you go on a hunger strike, you can live for about 60 days without eating. And if you go about 10 days without sleep, well, it'll either kill you or it'll turn you into an emotional turnip.
Don't mess with me, man. I am crazy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? In this day and age of diet, 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 work, 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 and sleep less and less, the body can take a great deal of abuse. But just imagine how much more you would enjoy life if you worked just a little smarter, ate appropriately, and slept a little more. Work with your body, and it'll work with you. Got a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check. Blends is a dictionary and a good one, but what sets it apart is the comprehensive list of related words. Very useful. Blends.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, so the details of the Star Wars phenom, 6 million people have seen that trailer already. Basically, it's the spot from Monday Night Football, right? It's not really a trailer, Kenny.
It is a trailer.
It is a trailer.
They ran it during halftime during the football game, and then afterwards it went up on YouTube.
Yeah, so 6 million. Has any word on how many people have actually bought tickets so far? The sites are crashed, Fandango among them. So what if you're trying to get tickets, you better wait a while because they got to straighten it out or sort it out, or just not so many people have to try at the same time. So how many tickets do we know have been sold so far?
I haven't seen anywhere. I think it's going to take them a little while to figure that out because there's been so many technology problems.
Right. Netflix in the movie news, looking to make a big splash at the Oscars, beginning to stream its first feature film, the African war drama Beasts of No Nation, directed by Cary Fukunaga, who directed True Detective, stars Idris Elba, also be released in select U.S. theaters. I've not seen too much about this. Roberta, you're pretty close to some of the stuff in New York. Netflix bought the movie in March, based on a novel. This is one of those things that Netflix and Amazon are buying up all the ideas that are not making it in the theaters so they can put them up on Netflix and Amazon.
That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Smart.
Yeah, I think it is smart, frankly. It'd be interesting to see how the budgets work as far as big theater releases have multi-billion dollar budgets. Can these people afford that? 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.